This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling like the holidays are almost here. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, yeah. What's Thanksgiving a week, 2 weeks away? I think this weekend is
That's right. It's getting close.
Yeah. And, it's creeping
everybody's
up.
Everybody's talking about, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you going here? Are you going there? Are you eating out? Are you cooking?
What are you doing?
I said, I'm not cooking. I'm going to the country club.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Those people cook all day long, you know?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they have a 11 o'clock, a 12:30, a 1, a 2, 4, you know? And you just pick your time and go and eat, and they'll do the dishes.
I know that was always one of your favorites. I can't remember. Didn't they, because of the pandemic, didn't they like skip a year? They didn't do anything. Was it
they
last
did
year?
Yes, they skipped the whole year.
Yeah,
there was you could not go and to any big gatherings. They just wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, but now they're back up to running and everything is back to normal and they've got the whole
spread.
Well, we
hope so. We haven't been there a long, long time because of the pandemic, so I'm hoping everything's just, you know, like it was.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to wear a mask. I think everything's cool.
Yeah. Do you have to order ahead of time?
You have to have a reservation,
hmm.
And they'll tell you what time you can come, whether it's 11 or 1 or 2, you know.
Nice. So it's all nicely organized. Everybody can show up and then go home and you don't have to clean up.
That's right. They'll have a whole rack of meats, of vegetables, salads. They'll have shrimp, a whole deal of shrimp, all you can eat. They'll have 30 kinds of desserts.
Oh, wow.
So you know where I'm going. They're going to have everything I like. And there's, you can have 5 kinds if you want, or 2 kinds. You can sit there and eat a lot of shrimp. Then you can go get roast or turkey or whatever you like. As I said, they have everything. They have just big round tables. And they'll have all the different things on it.
And it's as much as you can eat until you explode.
And there's no big long lines at the country club.
That's good,
too. You just kind of walk around and get what you want. Take the little children with you.
Yeah.
And, they get to pick what they want.
So you could literally,
it's a happy, happy deal.
You could sit, if you wanted to, not that you would, but you could sit and literally eat pie until you exploded.
Yes, but I think they would come get you before you got that far. That person has had 5 pieces of pie, they're fixing to explode. Yes, I do think they would come get you, and they should.
Yeah, that might be a little too much.
Yeah, that's right, I think it'd be too much. But they have good chefs there. The chefs will be out there carving the roast beef, the prime rib. I mean, like I say, you can have prime rib. You can have, oh, my gosh, so many things.
Wow. And you've already made your reservation? Yes.
Yes.
Good.
I am ready. I'm prepared. And, I've got enough reservations for enough people that anybody can go.
Good. And so has everybody picked out their Thanksgiving outfits and ready for that, or do you still need to take care of that too?
I don't think that's been done. I think different people are saying, okay, what am I going to wear and all this?
Yeah.
Were they going to wear their boots or just, regular shoes?
Yeah. Keep it casual or kind of dress up a little bit?
Yes, I think they should dress up.
Yeah.
See, I'm a dresser upper. I love to do it just for the fun of it.
Yes. Yes.
I always have.
And it's
I've always loved dressing up just for fun.
Yeah.
Now men don't like to do that very much.
Yeah.
But women I think are into that.
Well, yeah.
Most women I know enjoy it. They want everybody to look and say, "Boy, you're pretty today. You look good today."
Yeah.
You know? Just like little kids like to dress up.
They
little
do.
Girls anyway.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
They want everybody to talk about their pretty dresses.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a difference.
Yeah, and it's a fun occasion to do it, and it's a great time. And you know, now that we're into the holiday season, that's really what it's all about, is just, you know, being with friends and family and making memories, and you know, just kind of like relaxing, slowing down, doing things together. And that's like one of the big things that you've always liked to do.
And we like to take pictures.
Oh.
Every year we take pictures to see how much we've changed, how much everybody's grown, how much older they are. Oh, yeah, how much older they are. Oh, man. And Lucas thinks anybody over 29 is old.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he thinks they're old. Oh, my gosh.
Wait till he turns 29.
That's right. Wait till he gets, you know, over 29.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, women never like to discuss their age.
No.
It's just something they, you never ask a woman their age. I told Lucas that. I said, you never ask a lady how old she is. It's bad, bad
yeah.
to do that.
Nothing good ever happens from that.
No, I mean, it's going to go down a long way fast.
Yeah. Hopefully he won't have to learn the hard way.
I hope not, yes.
Most of us have had to. Well, good. It sounds like
That's
Thanksgiving
right.
is all squared away and ready to go. It's hard to believe that we're like, what, a couple weeks away from Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe that. I mean, it seems like we were just talking about, oh, yeah, it's spring and it's getting warm. And now all of a sudden here we are at Thanksgiving again. It's like, goodness gracious. Wow.
Yep. We just got to get ready for a winter. Winter's coming. Next week, it's supposed to be in the 50s. It'll be in the 40s. And one night, it's going to be 37. The other night's in the 40s.
Good.
And then the daytime, it's going to get in the 40s. We're going to have a few days in the 50s, and then it's going right to the 40s.
Yeah.
So we will be wearing coats, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, even last week, you know, you were still in the 70s, and so that was it's been too warm too late into the year. So it's a little bit, you know, we talk about the drop in temperature and all, but it's still a little bit late than what it usually is. So.
And it was 80 on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
That's how silly our weather is. It was 80 degrees on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Friday night it dropped, and all this next week it's going to drop.
Wow. Well, here we are. Winter is upon us. Well, fall. We'll say fall is upon us. That's probably more appropriate.
Yeah, fall, heck, it's going to be downright winter real quick, I think.
It is. Surprise.
I can ask the llamas. Now, the llamas will know the answer because, you know, they have the coats on, and we'll see if their coats are long enough yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. You have to think about these things.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Do you do anything special for the llamas at Thanksgiving, or do they just not even know it's Thanksgiving?
They don't know. I mean, you know, they don't talk, so they don't know. But let me tell you something. Since we've got such a shortage of grass, they're eating me out of house and home on these bales of hay.
Really?
I'm buying two big bales of hay at a time. It's lasting 2 weeks is all it's lasting.
Good Lord. Wow, that's it?
I mean, they're inhaling it.
Wow.
And I've planted some rye grass. But it's just barely up, so that's not going to help for a little bit. So if I can get that rye grass up, then they'll have plenty to eat, and they hopefully won't need as much of this store-bought hay.
Wow.
And because it's, you know, it just keeps going up.
Yeah, it's expensive.
and I everything's getting expensive. What do you think they're charging to put lights on houses this year?
Oh my God, I don't know.
If it's a two-story house and you have anything else around the house, like your fences or anything, it runs from $4,000 to $6,000.
Whoa, really?
Have you ever heard of that in your whole life?
Jeez, no. Man, yes. Prices have gone up. Wow.
They have tripled. And is anybody going to give one of these guys $6,000 to do their lights? If they are, they're crazier than I am.
Goodness gracious. What I know, yeah. Like, what was it last year? I think you went with somebody else and had to have somebody else come back and redo them. But what are you doing this year?
That's right. We had to redo them.
Wow.
And I just, because I called around and one guy said, that'll be $6,000. I thought, not at my house.
Jeez.
I mean, you know. And I talked to another guy. I always said, it's $6 a foot.
$6 a foot?
$6 a foot, folks.
Wow.
We're not even in the right business.
Clearly. Man. I mean, it was like, what was it, like $1,500, $2,000 recently?
Yeah, I mean, I think $1,700.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And they've gone from $1,700 to $4,000 and $6,000.
Good Lord. What are you? So what are you going to do this year?
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go back to the people that straighten my lights out and use them.
Yeah, the ones that fixed them before.
Yes. I would never pay that much. I would not even have lights.
Yeah.
If somebody told me I had to pay $4,000 to $6,000 for lights,
jeez,
they're out of their mind.
Wow.
I know it's a one-time deal, and they're trying to make a lot of money in a hurry. But can you imagine if they charge everybody that kind of money?
And there's no reason for it.
People are paying it?
I know it. That's just crazy. It's not like their supplies have gone up or anything, or they have to have something shipped. I mean, it's manual labor. They're just taking advantage of the situation. It's what it sounds like.
And most of them are firefighters that have gotten together and formed this little company for winter. And they say, well, we can do 6 a day. We can do 7 a day. If they're all one story, you know, they'll do, you know, 10 a day.
Man.
And one guy told me he was going to do 300 houses.
Wow.
300 houses. 300. So what do you think the profit on this thing is? It's got to be $250,000.
Yeah.
Probably for winter.
Wow.
I bet they make $250,000.
Yeah. Good Lord. In just a short amount of time. I mean, God bless them for making money. If they can do it.
It's shocking.
Wow.
Pretty shocking.
I'm blown away. I'm literally speechless. That I mean, wow.
I was almost speechless when they gave me their prices. I go, no, not at my house.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you can just go too far.
Yeah. They try to quote you a price like that, and it'll be dark at the Bagley house this year. That's for sure.
It will be dark, and I'll just put a little sign up.
Yeah. You know? Santa's gone
home. It costs too much. Yeah, she's not home. She went on a trip.
Going on a cruise. Wow. So have you called your people yet? Because I know they book early.
I have a call into them now.
Okay.
I have not heard back, but I do have a call into them.
Yeah, because what was it last year that, or maybe the year before that you tried to contact them, and it's like, geez, we're already booked out, and there was like nobody left, and it was like everybody was booked.
Well, I was trying to save money.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I thought my people were too high. I said, oh, these guys are too high. Wow. I didn't know the half of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know how far this thing was going to go.
You were getting a deal and didn't even know it.
I had the best deal going. Didn't appreciate it.
Now you do. That's for sure. Good.
I appreciate it now.
Yeah. No doubt. We need to go into the lights hanging business. Goodness gracious. Wow. All right. So
I don't mind even have liability if they fall off your roof.
Oh, I didn't think of that. What happens
in
that situation?
I my liability would have to cover it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should they be licensed and bonded and insured and all that?
Oh, they are not going to do all that. It's just a, I mean, this is a deal, you know, a squirrely deal for these guys to make some fast money.
Wow.
They don't have time to go out here and insure and get liability and all that.
There's no time for the legalities.
Just, no time for that. It's just time to get up there, make some fast money, and run with it. Yeah, just run to that money, go away.
Wow.
They come out here in their pickup trucks, their jeans, and they've got their ladders.
And that's it.
That's it.
And I would imagine within, what, a couple hour or two, maybe three, they're in and out and gone?
Yeah, it takes 4 hours to do mine.
Wow. Man, they're in and out like thieves in the night.
Still, they are. And if they've got four on the roof, or three, they can do it in a hurry.
Wow. How many people usually come out?
Well, usually a guy that's done it all these years, he'd have four or five with him.
Wow. And it still takes four hours with four or five people.
Yes.
Wow. Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We're in the wrong business. That's for sure.
I know it.
Man.
So if you make that kind of money in 4 hours, that's $1,000 an hour at least.
Good.
Or more.
Lord.
Yeah,
wow.
They looked at the gazebo, and they said, well, that'd be $1,500 for a gazebo. A gazebo should be a couple of $100s.
Yeah, at that. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's a huge structure. It's just a...
No, a gazebo is small.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I'm thinking a couple $100 is pushing it.
Well, it's a nice business if you can get it.
Yeah, no doubt. It seems like everybody's raising their prices, not only for the lights hanging, but, you know, groceries, supplies, just like shampoo, things like that. Everything's going up.
Yes, it seems like the world has gone crazy. And here we're fixing to have a recession, and as high as everything is, it's going to shock some people.
Yeah. Man, and then
and look at Facebook. They laid off 11,000 people.
I know it. Yes.
11,000 right here at the holidays.
Yes. And same thing with Twitter. What was it?
They laid off
7,000 people, something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
7,500? I don't know what it was. It was a lot of people. That's for sure.
Yeah. And they said, and they gave them 1 moment's notice.
Yeah.
They sent out an email and said, we're letting everybody go.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they could let 11,000 people go, they didn't need that many. They were overstaffed and paying way too many people salaries that probably weren't doing anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because if they were really doing anything, you couldn't let them go. You'd need them.
Yeah.
And if they don't need them, they weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
They were just sitting there drawing a salary.
Yeah. if you can remove people and you don't miss a beat without, you know, filling anything or reassigning their duties or anything like that, it was probably fluff to start with. But still.
How about the man that worked at this hospital here in Texas, had not shown up for 15 years.
Good Lord.
Had drawn in 15 years over $400,000. And had never been there, and nobody ever reported him missing. I mean, they never reported it. He got paid every week and was doing something else. Had a second job. Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember. Did he have to pay any of that back, or was it just his?
You know, I don't know, but I imagine they tried to get it all back. I would have.
Yeah.
I said, you know... You haven't worked, and you don't deserve that money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'd have said.
Wow.
Well, we better start talking about investing.
Yeah,
we
let's
better
talk
get
about
busy.
Policies.
People are going to think we're crazy.
Well, we are crazy.
Well, I guess. But we don't want to tell them that.
Oh, no.
I'd like to keep it a secret.
So how's the big policy for last week?
The big policy for last week, it's not quite filled. We've got some spots left. I'm sure there's still some people that want to get in it. Remember, this is, to me, one of the best deals around. Not only the man has lung cancer, it's in his pelvis, the cancer is, it's in his ribs, it's in four different locations. And he went back to the doctor a month ago, and his Ellie has went down 6 months in 6 weeks. That's how sick Mr. Chang is. You know, it's a large policy, $2,750,000. But let me tell you something. The premiums on $100,000 is $19 a quarter. I mean, we talked about the coffee last week.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody since then has informed me coffee costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I was sure wrong about that. I don't drink coffee, so I didn't know. I thought you could get a cup of coffee for $4.
No, no, no.
I think I'm in a time warp. I mean, you know, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, we've escrowed for 30 months. For 30 months, it's $4,500.
Good Lord. For the whole,
that tells you,
the whole time.
For the whole policy.
Jeez.
So it tells you, if you do this, it's premiums are non-existent, really. The profit is 18.873.
Wow.
That's a profit of, for our clients, of $436,611 and a quarter.
That's huge.
So it's a huge profit. The man doesn't have long. He's got 18 months. He had a bucket list of things to do before he died. One of them was going to Italy. So he went to Italy for 2 weeks. He's now back. He had to sell his company because he is dying. And so he's just getting ready. He's doing everything on his bucket list. And when I found this policy, I started trying to buy it 2 months ago, and he said, not till I go to Italy. He said, you know, it's a lifetime dream to go to Italy. So he went for 2 weeks, he's back, and he finally signed the contract.
And this is the one that actually he kind of verbally committed that he was going to sell it as soon as he was done. So he went over to Italy, did his traveling, came on back, and then actually went through with his word and sold it. Okay.
He's a young guy. He's 50 years old. As I said, the doctors have now said that it's just 18 months. They don't think he'll live very long. But he's got cancer in so many places, there's no way you could survive. You know, it's in the lung, it's in the pelvis, it's in the spine, and it's in 4 ribs.
Jeez.
Man. So it's the perfect situation for us and our clients. Everybody, I think, will be in it. I started getting calls first of the week. Claudia started getting calls. One of our, Mo, who's been with me a long, long time, he sent me a thumbs up and an emoji. Thumbs up and emoji saying, I'm in. But I didn't know how much money she was talking about. So I was laughing when I read it. Rick, another one of our great customers, during our show last week, he sent me a message and said, I'm in.
Really?
And everybody sends different little notes to me, you know. And depending on who it is, I kind of know what they're talking about. So I appreciate all the emails, everybody calling me, talking to me about it. And as I said, a lot of them called Claudia, put me in that policy. I want in. Not only is it going to be short, there's no premium, so the risk is zilch. There's no risk because there's no premium. I mean, $19. You guys lose more than that in your wallet.
Yeah, really. So, well, you said it was going to go fast, and boy, it has. Wow.
It has really went fast. We've just got a little bit left. I think we've got enough for 7 people is all there is.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, they'll have that thing wrapped up in a hurry then.
Yeah, so this next week, everybody wants to finish getting in it. They need to call, send me an email, say, I want in it, and tell me how much.
Okay.
So we'll get that thing back to the guy. We'll pay him and start the clock rolling on this because that's why he went back to the doctor before he would do this with me. It had a longer LE, and he figured he could get more money if he was going to die sooner, and he was right.
Wow.
We renegotiated it when we found out that he didn't have but 18 months to live.
you know, from the sounds of it, and I know I'm not a licensed professional, but from the sounds of it, it might be that 18 months is kind of pushing it. What do you
think? You know, I thought about that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to say much about it, but I'm wondering if he'll live 18 months when it's in 5 different places. You know, when it's in your spine, it's in your pelvis, it's in your ribs, and it started in the lungs. So it's metastasized in 5 different places as it went along.
Jeez.
And we've never had anybody live yet that was in their ribs and pelvis. Mm. So I'm thinking that you're right. It may go a little faster than what we thought. He's already sold his business. He's getting ready.
Wow. Well, all right. So you plan to probably have that wrapped up. Well, you got 7 spots left, probably this coming week.
Got 7 left. Mm-hmm. We should be able to finish that this next week. We'll go to escrow. We'll get all the documents signed, and then we'll pay him.
Okay. How long does that usually take once it's completely full? How long does it take until it's like?
It'll probably take another 2 weeks. We have to get everything from the insurance company, changing it over to us as the owner from him.
Mm.
And we have to get a deal from his heirs saying they have no interest in the policy. That's all ours. So all that's being done now. We're getting all the contracts, getting all the legal done, and that we'll have that done by the time we get our escrow finished.
Is that normally a thing, getting something from the heirs? I guess I didn't realize that was...
Yes.
Wow.
It's really important. It's we've had 2 cases where they've been divorced for 10 years. They found out the ex-husband had died, and they came and tried to get money, saying it was all theirs. They hadn't even seen him in 10 years.
Jeez.
But they filed a claim anyway, and so we had to go to court and say, you know, these people haven't even seen him in 10 years. Give us the money, and that, it was all right. But that, it can cause a little consternation because you need to have everything in writing.
Wow. I guess I didn't
That's why we require it. We require the former heirs to all sign off saying they have nothing to do with it, that they understand he sold the policy and they're no longer involved. The wife has to sign off. If there's children or the heirs, they have to sign off.
Wow.
And, of course, usually it's the wife that would give us a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So if they've got a divorce, we want to know it.
Jeez. So I guess it's just to free up any kind of potential claim or liability thing. But more, I guess I didn't realize. I guess I thought, you know, if the policyholder just decides to sell their policy, it's their decision and nobody else really has any business or any input, or, you know, they can do whatever they want to do. It's their policy. I didn't realize that it needed approval.
Yeah, it's not all theirs. You got to think about who are their heirs, and we want to get rid of them. So the heirs have all got to sign off, and that way they can never come back. They can't ever say we've got a claim against it. There's nothing they can do.
Does that include just the listed beneficiaries or anybody?
Yeah,
who...
because if they're not listed, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just whoever is listed as his beneficiary. That's all that matters.
Wow. I didn't know that. And that's for every policy,
yeah.
Always, right?
Every policy.
Huh.
The legal department has all these things that has to be done before we'll give them the money.
Wow.
So, yeah, everything has to be checked. A beneficiary has to be changed. Ownership, that's the most important part, has to be changed from him over to us. And, as you know, that means putting Nevada Trust as the trustee on it.
Wow.
They have to be in charge.
Are people usually pretty easygoing, cooperative?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
They are until they've got their money. And then 6 months later, a year, when the person dies, they suddenly don't remember doing all this, and they don't want to give us the certified death certificate.
Oh. So that's where that
comes most people, a lot of them will call us and say, John has passed away, won't you know? I'll get you a copy of the death certificate. But that's 1 in 20.
Wow.
A lot of them just ignore us. And we'll have Jim Orr send them a note and say, you know, we need this, get it together, and they'll do it. But and then we have the ones that from New Jersey, like Root. The Root policy is behind, and it's because it took so long for New Jersey to give us the death certificate. You know, I mean, in New Jersey, they're asleep. I don't know what they're doing up there. But there must not even be one in the office. I don't know. But, you know, over the years, New Jersey's given us so much trouble. At one point, we had a courier fly up there and get it on another case several years ago.
Like literally? Somebody went up
literally.
There and got it in person? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeez.
And during the pandemic, it was really hard because none of these people had probably two or three people in their offices. You know, they were working from home. They weren't even at the office. So to get anything, it was very hard to do. But usually, everything goes smooth. Usually in 4 to 6 weeks, you know, we have the death certificate, have all the legal work done after they've passed away, and we're ready to pay. But we've got these two right now that have been delayed, and we're really upset about it. It makes it look bad on us when we're trying so desperately to get the death certificate.
Yeah. You're working like crazy. They're just not cooperative.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of them come in with no problem. We've got one right now that's at the carrier and been at the carrier for 5 weeks.
Really?
So we're fixing demand that they get that expedited over to us.
5 weeks? Now, that doesn't sound normal. That's
no, usually in 15 days we have a check.
Oh, wow.
Some of them pay really quick. I've had them pay $10 million in a week. You know, and we've had a lot of them that are such fine companies, they just prove it real quick. Others say, oh, it's on somebody's desk. They've been out on vacation. We have to wait for them to approve it. And you know, these are large companies, and they shouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
They should say, we've got somebody on it. We'll look it over, make sure the claim is in order, and we'll let you know when we're sending it out.
They're just being difficult. They don't have any kind of internal, like, staffing problem or, you know, not like one guy trying
just,
to do.
They're just playing around, yeah. You know, somebody's out, somebody else is too busy, and, you know.
Jeez. Are they the ones in New Jersey?
Yes,
yeah.
Always New Jersey.
I know you can't let a good opportunity to to say something about New Jersey go by without some kind of a joke.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I hope they don't move to Texas.
Oh, Lord,
that's
no.
That's my only hope. Send them to Florida. Go to Florida. You don't want to come to Texas. Oh, my gosh.
Send them to Florida.
Yes, send them to Florida. Put them on the sand. Put them on the sand. Whoa.
Wow. Oh, my word. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
You won't believe. And West Texas grows the most expensive spice in the world.
Really?
Now, what do you think is the most expensive spice in the whole wide world?
I'm going to say it's probably something hot and spicy. That's about
well,
as far as I can
it?
Go. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
The Meadows family has been producing saffron for 2 years.
Really?
It comes from the crocus flower. It sells for a minimum of $9,000 a pound.
No, really?
Yes.
What?
Now, all these farmers out in West Texas, if you've got an extra acre or two, you only need a couple of acres, really. You can grow this and you can get a ton of money. These people live out by Lubbock in New Home. It's about 30 miles south of Lubbock, okay? And they stumbled on this. And it's a little dusty, flat, cotton rows, tumbleweeds, and dust devils out there. But it's a perfect environment for this type of saffron. And they're a first-time deal in Texas. The lady's name, America Meadows, her and her sisters and their husbands and their six kids are all doing this together. It's a group deal. And they said the saffron is sometimes called red gold. It's grown in Iran.
Really?
Can you imagine? And it's the world's largest producer. And now it's being threatened over there by sanctions, climate change. However, in the United States, we have some small growers. But I've never heard of a grower, you know. Mm. And they discovered the crocus flower. And it's selling between $20 and $75 a gram.
Wow.
Now, Margaret Skinner is a research professor who runs a history called saffron.net at the University of Vermont. She said, you do the math. She said it's $9,000 a pound at minimum.
Wow.
She said a one-acre plot will produce $100,000 by its third year. One little acre.
I'm trying to do some quick math here. That's $900 million of crop?
I don't know. Did you add it right?
I don't know. I don't know.
And this university has been collecting data about climate and all these things to share with farmers aiming to diversify their crops. She says, as it turns out, Iran and West Texas are similar temperature-wise. So,
really?
In Iran and West Texas, you can grow the same dadgum crops.
Really?
Now, old Carl, he Googled this, most profitable small farm crops, they'll do well in West Texas. And that's when he found out about this. He's never had any personal experience with farming even. But Andy and Carl had worked at John Deere. One was a software engineer. One was a territory customer support manager. His wife is a special education teacher at New Home, and the other sister, Linnell, is the librarian. And they decided to start a farming operation during COVID. So the McDonald's were living in Monroe, Louisiana. They said, well, we'll come over there to New Home and help you. And now the Becks had 15 whole acres. They weren't using this 15 acres, weren't doing anything with it. So the McDonald's said, we'll move in just for a short time and help you, and we'll build a house. Well, then the prices of real estate and construction spiked, so they decided they had to keep living together. So two families are living in one house, growing all the saffron. So old Carl, he went out and visited farms in California, went to the leadership class at the University of Louisiana, and he took all these classes, and he was thinking about the possibility of getting some acreage in New Home. He said, I wanted to pick a crop that we didn't have to fight the crop to grow it. Well, harvesting saffron requires a very delicate touch. You're not going to believe how you have to do it. You can't use any heavy-duty equipment. They had everything they needed. You need a small amount of land, some very simple equipment, and a lot of people. Hmm. Now, they ordered 20,000 of these bulbs from Holland right before Labor Day in 2020. Now, between them, they've got six children. And the kids understood they'd been commissioned for straight-up torture. And the 16-year-old joke said, it was straight-up torture on this thing.
Manually.
Well, first you have to plant. It takes 6 weeks on a half acre. Then the really hard stuff happens. The arrival of fall, when the ground temperature gets lower, it activates these bulbs, and it causes the purple petal flowers to emerge. Now, this is a fall crop, as you can see. So they have to start right then. The flowers will grow for 5 or 6 weeks, but they have to be picked immediately, and they have to be processed the same day. So the family started getting up at 5 a.m. to pick the blooms. Then the kids would come home from school. They'd manually pluck all these flowers, put them in a dehydrator. This is tedious work, and it would work until Thanksgiving. The first year of farming in 2020, they hand-planted, hand-weeded, hand-harvested, and hand-processed them, and all physical labor. And now they're doubling it, the amount of hours. They're going to do 40,000 flowers this fall.
Really?
You've got to do every bit by hand. Now, there's probably a way to do it where it's not that way, but they don't know how. And it's so expensive. And imports from other countries, they said, like Spain and Afghanistan, they put everything in, wood chips, all sort of thing. But when you buy in the United States at these little bitty farms, you know it's pure. But it's premium choice for $30 a gram.
Wow.
Man. Now, they're fixing to add a little bigger size, and you'll get a discount. They said the first order they had was a lady wanted for health reasons. Hmm. They said most people are buying it for refined taste who use the spice for cooking. You can use it in rice, casseroles, stews, desserts. And a lady from Iran, Yasmin Khan, said the scent of the saffron is, you know, very high quality. It's incredibly potent. You don't want to use but a little bit. She said she grinds saffron with sugar. She dilutes it with boiling water. And she said, for Parisian dishes, you marinate chicken in yogurt, garlic, saffron, and olive oil.
Wow.
And you barbecue with it. And she said, it's incredible.
Really?
So you can use saffron in a lot of different dishes, but you have to be very careful. You can't put too much on it. And this family says they're using it in cakes, ice cream, which is common in Parisian cooking. And the 9-year-old daughter is now using the crocus petals to make bath bombs.
Really?
So now they're going to start selling bath bombs.
Wow.
And it's So this would be a great thing. Anybody that's got an extra acre, if you can do the manual work and really build this up, this could be a $1 jillion deal.
Man, you know, first, there's so many layers to this that just are kind of fascinating to me. First of all, who would ever think that anything grows in Iran to begin with? You think it's just desert.
I mean,
they don't grow
who would
anything.
Think that?
Yeah.
And if it's in Iran, they're not going to import it here. Nobody's ever going to get any of this saffron. And I did not know saffron was this precious.
Me either.
And I didn't know it was from a crocus flower. And it's the petals off the flower that you use to make saffron.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
I had no idea that it would go for $9,000 a pound. My God.
So if a person had a few acres and you could figure out a way where you didn't have to do all this by hand, it could be a fantastic deal for small acreage for people that need that extra money and they don't have a lot of land. Even a small person could do this if you only had an acre.
Yeah. Wow. It is a lot of manual work, but boy howdy. For $9,000 a pound, it's incredible. And they're making all these things out of it. And who knew that you could even, you know, cook with it? It goes in barbecue and bath bombs. And who knew you could
and
do so many
cream.
Different
they're
things?
They're doing it in ice cream.
Yeah.
And all different Persian dishes.
Jeez.
And, you know, here in this country, we love all different dishes. So it would really be magnificent to have this saffron to put in different things.
Yeah.
But it's very expensive. So people don't buy a lot at a time, and it's, you know, just in little containers. But I think it's a fabulous crop. Who would have ever thought?
Wow. I had no idea. I don't even know. Saffron is not even on my radar. Never has been. Not just for like business and profit and making money, but for any kind of everyday sort of use. I would have never. It's not really one of those things that you ever hear a lot about. Most people don't talk about it.
Yeah. And it's a quick crop. Once it comes up, there's about 6 weeks there. It's just a 6 week harvest time that you have to get all those petals in, get them dried, get all this done. And these two families are doing it with their 6 kids.
Wow. Amazing.
When that stuff starts blooming, you've got to get out there and start getting it picked.
Jeez.
So you've got to get all those blooms off those flowers, get them dried, get them in a dehydrator, do all this. And I'll bet there's an easier way to do it, but I don't know how.
So you plant it around Labor Day, and then by Thanksgiving, you're harvesting.
It's ready. Yeah, it's ready, and you've got to get out there and get it up. And then you package it, you're ready to sell it.
Wow. So it's like...
And apparently it's making good money. They haven't given up. They haven't stopped. And there's going to be 40,000 plants this year. 40,000. And it doesn't take long to grow it. It's a 6 week deal.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, pretty much you could have the whole thing planted and then wrapped up and then probably shipped, if you wanted to ship something, within 2 months. And so you could, like, literally exist for 2 months a year doing this. Not a big investment.
By Thanksgiving, you're ready to go. You get it all up, get it packaged. I'm sure they've got an internet deal where people can order it. And they can order it, and they'll have it all shipped and be done.
Wow.
And what a crop.
Yeah. Jeez.
And on 1 acre, folks, they're doing it on 1 acre. Anybody that had several acres, 2 or 3 acres, you could grow a lot of this.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is order it. They ordered it from Holland, got it in, got it planted. It comes up real fast.
And you don't have to buy a whole lot of, fancy equipment.
No.
So your overhead is fairly low. It's just time.
It's just time. And getting somebody to help you get it out of the field.
Yeah.
That's your only problem, getting it out of the field and getting it dried, and then the rest is history. It's easy. But saffron sounds to me like a crop that a lot of people could be doing. When it's $9,000 a pound, folks, it beats cotton. It beats everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is something everybody ought to try one time anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
And you say that $9,000 is a minimum. It could go for more than that.
Oh, yeah. I said that's the minimum that it is.
Wow. And then you can make all kinds of other products, bath bombs and... cooking
yeah, bath
stuff.
Bombs, and that's big in our country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Jeez.
Wow, that is big.
Man, you can open up a whole product line from...
You really could, because there's no telling, since it's a flower, what else you could make of it. And if you didn't know what all, you could contact that lady at the university, and I'll bet she would help you with it.
Yeah.
Because she's done all this research on it. First of all, I didn't know that it grew in Iran.
Hmm.
That's the big producer of it. And Iran doesn't ship to us, so I can't imagine how much is being shipped to the United States.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Could you imagine the cost with the shipping? On top of the $9,000 a pound, the cost for shipping from all the way over there?
And I bet there's not anybody buying a pound unless it's a big restaurant or somebody big. It'd have to be somebody big.
Yeah.
And it's a Persian deal. Most you can do all these Persian dishes. They could look them up, see what else it could be used for.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of things you could use this for.
I bet. I bet you could turn into all kind of things, entire product lines made out of, with saffron in it. Good Lord.
Yeah, I bet there is too.
I didn't even know. I guess I didn't realize that we have the same exact climate as Iran does to begin with. So it's kind of...
I didn't know it. I had no idea what their climate was.
Yeah.
But they said it's the same in Iran as it is right here in West Texas.
Wow. I'm shocked at the whole thing. It seems like it's kind of like a, and this started in the pandemic, because you said, well, that's been going on for 2 years. I'm like, oh, that's not long. But it makes sense, you know, that they started during the pandemic. And this is one of those things that, kind of, you know, you hear about different things that people started to do during the pandemic, and now they're you know, quite fruitful with it. And it sounds like this is one of those rare, I guess, success stories of something that came out of it that people started. Wow. I'm shocked.
Yeah, and it amazes me. Who would have thought of it?
Yeah.
How did they find saffron, you know, could be grown here in West Texas? I mean, this guy went to the university and did some study in Louisiana and went to some other places, and I guess that's where he heard about saffron and growing saffron. And, of course, they were looking for a way to make extra money, you know, and because the pandemic had them slowed down. And, heck, this was a perfect deal.
Yeah.
Didn't cost a lot. They imported all those plants, and the rest is history as far as making a success. All they have to do is just keep going forward, looks to me like.
Yeah, yeah, really. I mean, my goodness, your profit margins on this seem insane. Golly.
It is insane. It is insane how much you can make. Now, some of these farmers ought to get together and figure this deal out and say, okay, how can we gather that without hurting the petals where we could grow more?
Yeah.
Now, some engineer needs to figure this out, you know.
Yeah.
Sit down and sketch something out. Says, okay, what could pull all those little petals off without ruining them, and just keep going down there and pulling them off like a hand would.
Yeah, because a big machine bust it, and it won't. You'll never get it. So
it's gotta be something low on the ground that would pull it off like an air pressure deal, and just pull them off, and then you've got it made.
Yeah.
You could really do good if you could figure out a little way to make a machine act like a hand.
Yeah, something that's really delicate touch. And what you say, you plant around Labor Day, so we've got about 10 months to figure it out for next year.
That's right. I want to hear from some people that did this and that are making money.
You know you will.
Wheels are turning. Write me some little notes about this.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
I think it's a great idea. Faye Bagby, you are crazy.
Well, I bet you hear from at least 5 or 10 people who are now looking into being saffron farmers. I can almost guarantee it. It's too good not to.
I hope so, because I think it's a great deal. You just need 2 acres, 1 acre, and if you like it, have that extra acre where you can do more.
You know what? You know where I'm going with this. You could start because you've got the space, you've got the manual labor. You could have all the kids instead of playing sports and whatever else. You could have them go out and pick it and do all the things that need to be done, and then you've got your own labor force.
You don't understand. The llamas would eat it before we could pick it. That's what would happen here. The dadgum sweet llamas would say, that tastes good. We'll just eat that. And they would eat it before we could get it picked.
Oh, that's true. And it's very expensive food for the llamas.
Yeah, I mean, and no telling what it'd do to them. It would make them high. I don't know what it would do to a llama.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And I don't know, but if there are any kind of hallucinogenic effects from saffron, you could be entering in a whole nother sector with that.
I will look that up and see what the other things about saffron.
Yeah. What are the side effects?
I mean, it probably says do not be eating those flowers.
Yeah, you're probably not supposed to. I don't know.
But just a little bit goes a long way. We remember that.
Yeah, a little pinch will do you. Wow. Oh, my word. Okay, so aside from the big policy from this past week that you wrap it up now, is there any other things that we need to hit before we wrap up, or is that pretty much the big news?
Well, let me mention this. Annuities have really went up in the last 2 weeks. What they're going to pay on annuities is really going up. I got word from several annuity companies that I do business with said, look, Faye, our fixed rate is now 4.45. Our index annuities, they have been raised really good. So a person can make a lot more money right now on annuity than they've ever made because the rates are all going up on annuities.
Wow. Cool.
Yes. I got news from three different ones. Oh, and one has an 11% bonus for 7 years.
Really?
On a seven-year policy, they're going to pay a bonus of 11%, folks.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah. And usually I stay away from bonuses, but I think that would probably be really good because it's a seven-year one, and you get 11% bonus up front.
Yeah, that's pretty enticing.
And we never talk about bonuses because I don't usually do them. But all these annuities, sometimes you can get 5%, sometimes 10%, or you can do like I do and leave the bonus alone and get more as you go along.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
you can do it both ways.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you know, and I know we don't talk about annuities a whole lot. Once in a while, we do kind of focus on them. But what's causing the new I guess surge maybe in profitability?
I think it's because the way things are going, they're going to pay more because everything else is fixing to go down, and annuities are going the other way. They're going opposite way.
Cool.
They're going to be paying more, and they. During the pandemic, they weren't paying as much. And, in fact, their fixed rates got really low. But fixed rates now on annuities are 4.5% to 5%.
Wow.
And that's for people that like CDs at the bank. You can do an annuity if you're really, really conservative and just go with 4.5%, 5%. You know what you're going to get every year, just like at the bank. So we have those. And then for people like me and the rest of the world, we've got indexes. They're going to vary every year, but they're never directly in the stock market. That's why you never have a loss. And your premium is always safe. And so, anybody that's in the stock market, you could do an annuity, make good money, and never have the risk. That's what I love about annuities. It takes all that risk away.
So really, right now is a good time to not only get involved with life settlements, but also a really good time to start getting involved with annuities. Because
it really
is. Yeah.
It's probably the best time in the world for annuities. The next few years, annuities is what's going to be steady for people. It's going to be steady. They're going to love it. And if the stock market does a 180, which it does lately, you don't ever have to look back. You don't have to say, well, we've lost this much. You know, Warren Buffett said the other day his company had lost $2 billion.
Wow.
You know, all these companies have lost a lot. They're showing the markets up, but the people I'm talking to still have big losses.
Yeah.
You know, $45,000, $50,000 for real.
Yeah, you don't recover from that overnight.
They're all coming to us and getting out of the market, and that's what they should right now.
No doubt. And then finally, do we need to go over the risks with a life settlement just to...
Always tell them the risk.
Uh-huh.
When you do life settlements, there is two risks. I used to say three, but I'm kind of down to two. The premium is your biggest risk. That's why the government says you need to be accredited to do this. Years ago, we let some people in that weren't accredited. And when they had a premium call, then they just went bananas. They went ballistic because even though they've been told it could go over, they probably didn't realize it. Mm. Their premium is safe. Their money is safe. It's not like in the market. It's not going to go down. Yes, it's been delayed, but they always will get their money back. Always remember that you must be accredited, and to be accredited, you must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your home. And because if you have a premium, you need to be able to pay it and go on down the road. And but remember, even if it goes over, it's going to come due. They're going to die.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an IRA. as long as you don't need it right now, it's still safe.
Okay.
And the other rust is if it goes during that time, it's not liquid. You cannot get your money till it matures. Okay.
Cool. All right, and so for you know, whatever people want to do, whether it's life settlements or if they're really now interested in annuities, maybe more than they used to be, you do have some availability this coming week for people to come talk to you, I assume, yes?
We do. We're going to be talking to people. We want to get all this policy filled. We've got enough for 7 people. That's all there's left.
Cool. And one last time, Faye, for people to call you, make an appointment, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.